Next up is Valkyrie Celeste doing a YouTube video monologue thing by Chris Crocker.
And how freaking dare any of you make fun of Brittany after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human! What you don't realize is that Brittany is making you all this money and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason. Because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave Brittany alone! Please. Perez Hilton talked about professionalism. And said if Brittany were a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what. Speaking of professionalism, since when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time? Leave Brittany alone, please! Leave Britney Spears alone right now! I mean it! Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me! Because she's not well right now! Leave her alone!
Valkyrie, I don't think this was a good choice. Because you didn't go all out at the end like Chris Crocker does. And if you're not gonna do that, you shouldn't be doing this video. You have to go all out. What do you think, Zelina?
I had to rewatch this because I haven't seen it since it first came out. First of all, I can't ever take this guy seriously. I think he had good energy, but the crying wasn't really working for me. You had some topping problems every now and then. For a while, you sounded more like a child whining than a gay guy whining.
Well, I said they didn't have to sound like the person. Like, they didn't have to mimic their voice.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it felt more like a child rather than...
Right.
But I guess Crockerness whining.
Chris Crockerness.
I don't know what to call it. But yeah, I probably like it a little better than Dylan, but I'm still a little iffy with it.
Well, if you're not going to go all out with that, leave her alone at the end, then don't do it. That's my philosophy. Because that's the whole thing that makes this video. Man, that messed my throat up. That makes this video, like, and if you're not going to do that, like, she did it, but she didn't go all out like Chris Crocker did.
Right.
I think that was a mistake. I think you should have, this week should have been fairly easy, and you chose one of, like, the most iconic, and I would say one of the videos that requires you to, like, really, like, freak out. I think it was a bad choice. I don't know. But Zelina liked it.
Yes.
So, whatever. Bitch face liked it. Are we done?
Yes.
Are we done here?
Yes, we're done.
Next up is Rye Guy as Angry Video Game Nerd.
Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest may be a pretty bad game, but it is God compared to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That game is just the epitome of bad. I mean, I know you've played a lot of bad games before, but, you know, let me tell you, that game is bad. I mean, it's like Castlevania 2, you expect it to be like, no, it's like you expect it to be good because it's one of the Castlevania games. It's a sequel, but it's like such a disappointment that it's such a big fucking piece of shit. But Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and a lot of other Nintendo games, there isn't any expectations. There's no disappointments to be had because they're just, you know, rare, obscure games like, you know, McKids or Taxman or whatever, you know. But Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, as rare and obscure as it is, you play it once and you're haunted for life. I mean, I'm traumatized after playing it. I can't believe how bad it is. I mean, it's bad! Like, that's why I'm coming in front of the camera right now to show you with my own face how fucking bad it is. I mean, with Simon's Quest, you heard the sincerity in my voice, but now see the sincerity in my eyes. This game is fucking horrible! It's fucking horrible. I mean, it's like... like, Pong is better, and Pong is only, like, three lines in a ball. Those little tiger, like, electronic wrist games, those are better than Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It makes no fucking sense. It's like, what were they thinking? Like, I seriously can't believe how bad that fucking game is. It's so bad. I'm not even gonna show it to you, because it's just... I mean, maybe you need some kind of proof. Maybe I should show you some clips from the game. It's gonna be really hard, though. I just don't want to play it right now. I really don't want to play it. I don't even want to look at the fucking box that encases that piece of shit. That game's fucking bad. It's fucking horrible. I'm gonna show it to you, though. Just to prove how bad it is. But I warn you. Here it goes. Alright, here it is. Here's the piece of shit game. 89 cents. Who the hell spent this much fucking money on this game? This is so not worth the time. Alright, first of all, who are these people trying to kill you? And why do you walk so slow? And the staff doesn't do anything! Look at this, I'm gonna try to kill somebody and it's not gonna work! See that? It's like they give you a weapon and then it doesn't do anything! I mean, imagine if in Zelda, imagine if Link couldn't use his sword. And then look, then you die, and then you turn into Mr. Hyde, I guess. You walk around, punching people and throwing shit. And then for no reason, you just die. Lightning will strike, like, real spontaneous, then you're dead. And then the game's over. What the fuck is that shit? Okay, you've seen the game. Now that should satisfy all your curiosity. If you are curious enough to play it, just do yourself a favor and don't. I mean, if you're like a hardcore Nintendo fan, as I am, and you have to have every single game in your collection, please do yourself an enormous favor and just stay the fuck away from this awful piece of shit. I mean, don't even buy it, like, used for, like, a penny or whatever. I mean, that shiny gold copper will be worth a fortune someday compared to this awful pile of steaming goat shit. I mean... don't even download it. Like, no matter how curious you are, just do yourself a favor. Never play it, because you will be wishing for the rest of your life that you could invent a time machine and go back to the day you played that game and just fucking kill yourself. I mean, if you ever find that game, if you ever see it, smash it. Smash it with a hammer. Smash it till every tiny fragment is, like, is so small it's invisible. I mean... you'd rather super glue your asshole shut than play that game. You'd rather drown in gasoline. You'd rather... you know... The thing is... yeah. I'll think I'm joking, like I'm trying to be funny or something. But no, the fact that that game exists is a horrible abomination of mankind. That game is so fucking horrible. And I am not kidding. I am dead fucking serious. Dead fucking serious.
What did you think of this, Zelena?
I'm still trying to figure it out. It's a very...
What?
It's a very calm... It's one of the more calmer reviews from early Angry Video Game Nerd.
Right.
I felt the pain. I felt like, I just want to shoot myself. I want to join you in drinking from this pile of turd that he has right there. I think this is something that just bugged me a little bit, but there were too many pauses for the drinking and everything. I think that's something that will work better visually.
See, I liked that he added that. I thought the button pushing, he did it like word for word, and I love that.
It could have been a itty-bitty bit bigger on somewhere, just to emphasize a bit bigger. Let's see. I don't know. I don't hate it, that's for sure. I mean, I found it entertaining still.
I loved it. This is my favorite one so far. I thought you did a great job. To me, I forgot it was you for a minute and, like, thought I was listening to AVGN. That's me. Right. That's me. Right. That's me, Zelena. That's me. I forget things. Why do you hate me for that? Why do you judge me, Zelena? Every time we critique, I feel like you're judging me.
I'm not.
And then calling me sir, placing yourself beneath me. Just because you're a hot, sexy Latino woman, you have to judge me.
Now I know how faded feels. Huh? I know how faded feels.
How who? Faded? Forget faded. Why do you have to mention faded?
I got it. Nice. I do. What?
Did you like it or not?
I do like it. It's just, I don't hate it for sure. I know that. It's like middle.
You hate it. I heard you just say it.
I said I don't hate it. That's for sure. That's what I said.
Okay. Because I don't believe you a lot of times when you say that. Ugh. Are we done? All right. Next up, Faded Fandom doing something from Dorm Life.
Hey, girls. So, this is for all of you out there who have lost somebody special in your life. Things aren't going so great right now with Marshall, and I've been thinking a lot about it. It feels like when I wrote to Jonathan Taylor Thomas for the 8th time, and then all I got back was this stupid form letter that obviously some publicist or somebody sent me. It's over back there. But then I was here in college. And I thought, you know, I'm probably going to meet a man here. Because that's just what happens in college. But I met Marshall instead. And then... Now I'm not even so sure that this dream is even realistic anymore, and I'm starting to think that maybe love isn't that important. I mean, romantic love, because I have really good friends, and I love them so much, and I love my floor, and I love my food, and I love life, and I love the memory of Hammy, and I love my parents, and I love bees, and I love everything. So it's, why do I even really need to focus so much on boys, you know? Maybe it's a good idea to take some time off and start thinking and planning for my political career. Ultimately, that's the most important thing. I mean, when I'm president, the boys are gonna come. No problem.
I liked this more than Zelena did.
Wait, what?
I liked it more than you, Zelena. More than you.
But I didn't even say anything yet.
You were gonna trash it. You already kicked her off your show. Heaviest competition.
I can't say anything clearly about that.
Clearly, you have something against her.
No, I don't.
Clearly you do. What do you think of this?
I liked it. I mean,
don't lie, Zelena.
Well, I don't like the girl. I don't like the character because she's so pathetic. But I liked Faded in this.
Me too. I liked your crying sounded like good.
Yeah, for me it was a little. It was right at the beginning, but then it got really good. So
yeah. I was iffy at the beginning. Took you a minute to get into it, but you got into it.
Mm-hmm. She felt the pain of this Marshall dude dumping her.
And being rejected by Jonathan Taylor Thomas. We've all been there. Hello.
Yeah.
I've been there, Zelena. How about you?
Elementary school.
Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn or whatever.
Anyway, was Simba.
He was Simba. I'm aware of that. I just didn't want to bring up that because then it would come back to you plugging your stupid Disney show. You're only on my show to plug Disney show.
Hey, we plugged your show, too.
Do you? Because I haven't ever heard you plug Acted.
Okay, I'll measure that next.
Yeah. Be like, oh, by the way, Ambie, you're stupid and Acted's awesome. That's how you plug it. That's how you segue. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't want to. I liked it, so yeah, I'm done.
Okay, done.